Venezuela opposition, everyone knows we won election, date modified colon 2024-09-05T16:55:12.049Z, description colon opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says foreign nations should recognize Edmundo González as Venezuela's president, Venezuela opposition, everyone knows we won vote, Reuters. Maria Corina Machado remains in hiding and held a virtual news conference. The Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has said the U.S., Europe and the U.K. should recognize the opposition's candidate as the president of Venezuela. Speaking to international journalists, Ms. Machado said, "Everyone knows that Edmundo González is the president-elect. Multiple foreign governments have said they believe the opposition won July's election in Venezuela, but stopped short of recognizing Mr. González as the president. The state-run Electoral Council and the country's highest court, both stacked with government loyalists, have announced that President Nicolás Maduro won a third term in July, but voting tallies published by the opposition indicate Mr. González won. Ms. Machado was banned from running in the election and Mr. González ran in her place. I certainly think they, the US and UK, should recognize Edmundo González for what he is," she said in a response to the BBC when asked if it was time for the West to recognize him as president. "The position of Maduro is to increase repression. It keeps on isolating him and is unsustainable," she added. The result has been recognized by President Maduro's allies, including Russia, China, and Iran, but not the majority of foreign governments, who have called on the government to release the voting tallies to prove the result. This includes some countries that had previously maintained closer relationships with Maduro's government, including Brazil and Colombia. After the last election in 2018 was widely dismissed as neither free nor fair, dozens of governments, including the U.S., recognized the then opposition leader Juan Guaido as the interim president and imposed heavy sanctions on Venezuela. But the U.S., UK and EU have stopped short of recognizing Mr. González as the president this time, despite U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken saying there is overwhelming evidence that he won, not President Maduro. Instead, several foreign governments in the West have prioritized the so-called Brazil approach to try to negotiate a peaceful transition of power with Mr. Maduro's government. In response, Ms. Machado said, "Some countries withheld from doing that, recognizing the opposition candidate as president. We need to increase our stake at this point. The UK should move forward and say that Edmundo is president." She added that President Maduro had to recognize that the cost of staying in power will increase every day that goes by. "I certainly think the US should do much more. Perpetrators of human rights violations should know they will be held accountable. Not only in the military but also the judicial system. These messages should come clear to the regime." She remains in hiding as she spoke to journalists. The government has called for her and Mr. González to be arrested. She said there was certainly a risk they could be put in prison. "They are looking for us intensely. They have put in prison people they thought know where I was," she said. "We have to stay alive and free, and that is our main challenge. Every day that goes by is harder and riskier. The regime is able to do anything. They have no limits." But she said she would not seek asylum elsewhere. "I believe my duty is to stay in Venezuela." Arrest warrant issued for Venezuela opposition candidate, U.S. seizes Venezuelan President Maduro's plane, Venezuelan opposition leader's lawyer detained, Venezuelan court upholds Maduro's disputed victory. Nicolás Maduro, Venezuela crisis.